Living in the digital age has allowed us to do a lot of really cool things.
Okay. Yeah.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, like video chatting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Dude. I remember seeing that back in the day on the Jetsons. Being like, whoa. Even when the Simpsons did it, it was like, dude, that's the future.
One-click shopping.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
That is dangerous. Too fun.
And of course, buying Slovenian brides has never been easier or more affordable. 15% off if you use the promo code Brooke and Jeffrey.
Ooh, we have a promo code.
Yes, we do.
I like that you're promoting this.
Yeah, I like, in this economy, it's a good deal.
That's right. But one not so good part about the digital age is that it's made it a lot easier for people to get scammed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I almost do it on a daily basis, I swear.
Seriously.
Now, I would never ever say that someone deserved to be taken or swindled.
Yeah.
But.
Uh-oh, is this one?
that's like starting with a sentence with like, bless her heart.
Yeah.
But.
Sometimes I think that people should know that when you get a random text message that says, the Venezuelan government wants to send you $7 million and all you have to do is provide your credit card information and social security.
It's maybe
that's too good to be true.
I know, but in defense of those people, they're hopeful, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
They haven't been jaded.
Or just not smart.
But when you read the text message, you know, the words Venezuela, government, credit card, and dollars are all misspelled.
Yeah, I know. There's a little naivety there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But this is why one woman in Canada is making news today.
Oh, no.
32-year-old Caitlin George is a single mom who lives in Calgary. And the other day, she received a Facebook message informing her she just won $250,000 and a brand new truck in a contest.
Okay.
Oh, on Facebook. I didn't even sign up for a contest. This is great.
You didn't tell me a 32-year-old woman fell for this?
A 32-year-old single mom with two children.
82, I would believe, right?
Yeah,
because
12.
Right.
Now, did she remember signing up for a contest? No, not really. But what are you supposed to do?
Sure.
Say no to free money and cars?
I mean, it's mine.
But when Caitlin wanted to claim her prize, she was told the truck was held up at the border by Canadian customs agents and that she would have to pay a duty fee in order to release it.
There it is.
Why would she have to pay?
Exactly. I don't know, but she's going to fork over the money, isn't she?
So Caitlin paid the amount that they told her.
No!
How much was it?
How much? Apparently, she's too embarrassed to disclose exactly how much it was.
It must have been like tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, my God. Here's the thing. Like, a quick Google search, and she could have figured this out. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't...
Yeah.
You don't even have to have a friend to tell you this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
You could say, should I pay X amount of money to people I don't know?
Or you could say, 13 grand to get my truck through customs? That sounds right.
Well, and in her head, in her defense, she also thinks she's getting 250K.
Right.
So, like, 20 grand is nothing.
Yeah, I'll take some money off it.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there was no truck and no $250,000 for her to claim.
No.
Now, you'd think, after getting swindled like that, Caitlin would be highly sensitive to any future scam attempts.
I mean, I would have changed all passwords.
Dude,
I wouldn't
even loan money to friends anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is over.
But a couple months later, Caitlin logged online and was shocked to see she had gotten a DM from Hollywood action star Vin Diesel. Yes. Triple X found her. He said he stumbled across her profile online and was just blown away.
Oh, no.
And he started showering her with compliments.
Oh, I bet
this wasn't even like the blue check mark, too.
No.
That's what's supposed to help people from getting scammed.
Well, that's because it's his personal account, his secret account. That's what he'll say, you know?
Dude,
like, I don't want to be public, you know?
Yeah, so this is real me.
This is real me.
Dude, that's genius, actually. I would fall for this, Brooke.
I know you would.
And over the next few days, they started a romantic exchange of hundreds of messages.
Oh, no.
Is the joke at the end that it really was Vin Diesel and they're getting married?
Please.
I'm sure that happens.
Yeah.
There were vague plans for him to come up and celebrate his birthday in Calgary with her.
Vin Diesel, big Calgary fan.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Nobody sweet talks like Vin Diesel sweet talks, I'm sure. Hey, baby.
Yeah. Hey, girl. What's up?
You're the love of my life.
I mean, out of all the celebrities, I would believe he would randomly slide into someone's DM, to be honest.
Not
the brightest.
But here's the thing. Apparently, Vin Diesel had a huge problem.
Uh-oh.
He told her a critical piece of movie-making equipment had broke down.
No.
And he needed some money to fix it in order to save his newest film.
Hold on.
That makes sense.
And if she could just send him a few $1,000, Caitlin would be a hero, and she'd land the leading man. And finally, at that point, Caitlin thought, wait, this is starting to sound suspicious. Maybe something is off here.
What piece of it that a millionaire is asking you to borrow money, that a actor would actually pay for any of the equipment on a movie set?
Thank you. The studio would pay if anything got broken.
That he would ask a random stranger on DM for
There's a
money?
Lot to choose from, but I was just kidding. She didn't see through it. She sent the guy a ton of cash.
No,
no way! Yep. No! Oh my gosh!
You're joking.
Nope, that happened.
You're joking.
So not only did she lose more money, but she also had her heart broken when Vin Diesel mysteriously stopped responding after she sent the money.
No. God, and I was a Vin Diesel fan before this.
Darn it, you Vin Diesel! We will get our revenge!
Oh my God! And so she went around, she was going around telling all her friends, I'm dating Vin Diesel.
Keep it on the low, though.
Keep it on the DL.
He's coming for my birthday.
Do you want to come to the party?
After falling for two separate internet scams, Caitlin went to the local media to share her story.
God, don't do that. That's so embarrassing.
No.
Yeah, no, she should have just kept it to herself.
I mean, usually I want people to share these stories because I don't want other people to fall for the scams.
She was trying to warn others that this could be happening if Vin Diesel messages you. Don't send him the money.
Everyone's like, yeah, girl, we know that.
Yeah, so thank God she did that.
Oh, my God.
And then Ludacris hopped on.
Right. Totally.
Now the whole franchise is in love with her.
Hey, do you know this girl's information? Because maybe we could hit her up.
Yeah,
cash.
I know. Let's go.
We got some broken radio equipment.
In unrelated news, I got a snap message from Natalie Portman this morning telling me her private jet broke down in Kansas.
Oh, no,
and she needs me to Venmo her $40,000 in order to fix it. And if I do, I can be her date at the next movie premiere. So text into 78592, should I help Natalie Portman?
Absolutely, she is a treasure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.